Well, it is one of the most remarkable facts of the 2012 season. The leading rusher in the AFC, Jamal Charles, and the leading rusher in the NFL, Adrian Peterson, have both come back in less than a year from serious knee injuries. They've set the bar incredibly high, but for Darrelle Revis, it's just one more challenge and more motivation to return to his status as the league's best cornerback. And it all started with his reconstructive knee surgery 2.5 months ago. Our exclusive access continues at the hospital where Andrea Kramer was there to document the day.
This is as big a moment in the football career of Darrelle Revis as any the Jet star cornerback has had on the field.
Mama be right here when you get done.
All right, dude.
All right, man.
Revis is about to have the torn anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, in his left knee, surgically repaired by Dr. Russell Warren at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York.
So which knee are we doing?
Left knee.
Okay. We have to ask and we have to sign it.
Take us through what's going to happen once he gets out of here.
We make an incision and we harvest the graft from the patella tendon, and then arthroscopically we clean out the area where the ligament used to be, and we fix it with a couple of screws to lock it in place. Rehab has to be reasonably aggressive, getting him back on the field, which is somewhere between probably 6 and 9 months.
You all set, Darrelle?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right,
sir.
We'll see you there, man.
Okay.
Nearly 3 hours later, Revis's mother, Diana, and his best friend, John Geiger, are still waiting for news.
What's this whole period been like, just sitting and waiting?
I've just been nervous, like a knot in my stomach, you know? I just want him to pull through and make sure everything is okay. I don't want any other problems. So the sooner we find out about anything else that the doc has to tell me, I think I'll be a little bit better.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Hi,
how are we
doc.
Doing?
Good. How are you?
See you? He went well. It was an excellent graft. He did have that area on the injury on the cartilage on the outside.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
right.
that.
Right. Not give him a lot of trouble, but it's going to take a little bit longer for that part to heal. So we're going to keep him here tonight.
Okay.
We thought it'd be better just for pain management and that type of stuff for the first day.
I appreciate it. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
All right, yeah.
Thanks,
okay. We'll see you in a little while. I see double.
What?
I see double.
That's twice as good.
Yeah, the surgery's over, babe.
You did good.
He's a little dopey stuff. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm
How did it compare to what you expected going in?
Pretty much what we thought. The tear was all the way through the ligament. There was quite a bit of tissue there.
Just relax. We're here.
I'm feeling it.
Shortly after the anesthesia wears off, the rehab begins on his newly reconstructed knee.
All this machine does for you, it's going to prevent you from getting stiff and will regain your motion.
Okay.
Okay?
I think the hard part is over. That's just getting surgery, and I'm going to work my butt off, man. I mean, rehab is just like working out, and I just try to get ready for next season. That's about it.
All right.
It's a long process.
It is.
How realistic do you think he is about it at this point?
I really can't tell. I just know he got a drive in him right now, though. Like, I can see it in his eyes, what he's planning. He's a fighter, so I'm expecting great things from Darrelle. I am. I know it's going to be a trying time, and I know that it's going to be hard for him. But I know that he's going to come through in the end.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. No pain. I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. So,
you know, they had your leg already moving around. That surprised you a little bit? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. They put me in the CPM machine, which is for range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
It was moving. I got to 40 degrees. Alrighty. I thought it was going to be stiff a little bit. It doesn't really feel stiff. So it made me like, hey, you know, a little upbeat. It gives you motivation.
I'm trying to get the sun setting.
It's taking its time. If you do have this type of injury, don't try to be down. Don't try to be depressed. This is something that you should be in good spirits coming in and know you're going to come out great at the end of the day.
Well, with the surgery behind him, our Health of the Game series will chronicle the next phase of Revis's recovery. You're going to see him leave the hospital and literally take his first steps back to the NFL. Project Revis continues this Sunday on NFL Game Day morning at 9 a.m. Eastern.